Welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. I'm Rob Shore, and we're in for a treat today. We've got Michael Bryan with us. Michael is the founder and executive director of the Atlanta Wine School. And for those of you that might know me personally, and some of you do, we are talking about a passion of mine, and I know a passion of many people that listen to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio and read the blog at Wholesaler Masterminds. It's an eight-year-old institution. It's the only private wine-centric institution in the Southeast for consumers and the trade. And what they do is provide continuous learning experience with renowned international speakers. And since its inception, it's connected with tens of thousands around wine pleasure. Now, Michael brings credentials of a long list to us here today, and I'm just going to give you a few. The Society of Wine Educators, the Court of Master Sommeliers, Wine Spirit Education Trust of London, the Spanish Wine Academy, and Michael, as promised, I would butcher the last one, but the Bordeaux Wine School, as it is translated into layperson's English. Michael Bryan, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thanks, Rob. It's great to be here.
You know, what I'd like to do today, Michael, as you know, our show is but 10, 12 minutes long as our guys are on the go. Let's talk about adding value to financial advisors. Let's talk about how wholesalers add value to financial advisors, and one of the ways they do that is to help connect the financial advisor with the end public customer, and we know that one of the great ways to do that is hosting a wine event. So you're writing a story for I Carry the Bag in the fall issue, shameless plug for I Carry the Bag. And we're going to really blow out this topic a bit, but in our limited time today, I thought we could do just a taster, no pun intended, well, big pun intended, for how to host a killer wine tasting event. So let's talk about three things. Let's talk about first, how do I find an appropriate venue to start and host a wine tasting event?
That's a great start, and that's going to be built around budget. What are the terms of engaging that venue? It's going to be knowing the guests of yours, clients, prospects, or both, on where they live. You know, I'm in a ninth largest market population market in the United States, 6 million people. It's urban sprawl gone bad in some respects. And so if you're going to be putting an event anywhere in Atlanta, there is no way that it is convenient for everyone who lives in Atlanta.
Okay.
It's always going to be inconvenient for somebody. We're just too big and too spread out. Dallas, Houston, other places, you know, have the same problem. So you of course, are going to think about where you place this. The optimal time is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Why? Well, because Monday tends to be family. Same with Friday and the weekends. And people understand that this is a school night, so to speak. So I need to get in after work. You need to feed me. Let's conduct the business that we're going to conduct. And then I need to be leaving no later than 9 o'clock. Earlier is even preferable.
So Michael, should I be looking for my local Trader Joe's, my Whole Foods? Should I be looking for the local wine market? Where do I find a place to take X number of clients of broker and taste wine?
Well, I'm of the ilk, Rob, that I like to do something that is a little unlike the others. And as a potential prospect of financial advisory companies, I am a recipient of the same sort of get-to-know-us client or prospect experiences. And it's the same restaurants, wine dinner or a dinner or something of the like, over and over and over. And you get these and it's like, really? I mean, you're still doing that? And so I work with clients from the standpoint of it's like, okay, once we have the budget in place, once we have a centrally located event facility or a venue, whatever that venue is going to be, now let's talk about how you reach out to these people that is different. I know that there's regulations in marketing, but, you know, as long as we keep within those, how do we make this look and feel different and special? And then, of course, we concentrate on what we're going to do. But starting with the place, you know, I like to use art galleries, for example, because art and wine and science are all part of an emotional and psychological feeling that the Italians call ambiente, the ambience. And so that is a way where you can bring them in and give them gourmet cuisine, very good wines, comfortable music, and you have things all over the walls to look at. There's even a art gallery here in Atlanta that is the home of who is the number one wine-themed painter in the world right now. And it just happens to be here in Atlanta, so that's rather convenient.
So let me ask you a question. So when we talk about pricing on these things, so clearly if I have to get into any sort of venue rental, if I'm going to get into catering, you know, we could be all over the board here. I mean, we could be at the high end of high, but we could also do it on the down low, put on a very respectable event that'll be well received. What should I be looking for? And this, you know, when I say this, a lot of our listeners are going to be familiar with costing out, you know, dinners and costing out, you know, a per plate at a regular seminar, the one that you alluded to earlier. But how much for the wine tasting, how much should I be thinking about for the wine?
Well, it's really going to differ by market, and it's going to differ by expertise that you have. You know, an organization like ours, Rob, we're wine experts. Not that people want to hear that expertise. They don't want to learn how the sausage is made. They want to be entertained. They want to feel buoyant. They want to laugh. They want the wines to be sexy, intriguing, interesting. They don't want to have seen them at the grocery store the day before. And should anyone have any sort of specific question, it's great to know that you have someone there who can handle it with ease. And for the privilege of having that sort of session, you know, we're going to charge something along the lines of $30 a person, okay, which isn't, you know, we don't give it away. It's certainly not super expensive for someone who has our list of credentials, but it's, we're not giving it away either. For someone who's in a smaller market, maybe they don't have the ability to tap into, a sommelier of our ilk. Well, they're going to be looking at more like $15 to $20 of what they want to budget for having, you know, a nice, decently knowledgeable person there who can dispense the wines, who can choose the wines, and actually, you know, that includes the cost of the wine as well.
So, Michael, let me remind our listeners that everything that we do on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio is brought to you by I Carry the Bag magazine. And these are the kinds of authors that we get for you to read informative articles that will help you build your business, grow your practice, make more money, have more fun, and it's all at I Carry the Bag. If you go to icarrythebag.com, you'll find that we're having a birthday special. Buy one, get one for your internal wholesaler for FREE. That is free. So please go to icarrythebag.com. So, Michael, let me throw you a curveball, something we didn't discuss in the pre-session, but I know you'll be able to handle this effortlessly. When we're going to go to a restaurant and we're handed the voluminous, if it's a nice place, the voluminous wine list, it can be very kind of shocking to those that aren't in the know. Lots of mistakes to be made. As a matter of fact, we covered that one time inside of I Carry the Bag. So there's a bunch of mistakes to be made. But to take this down to one bite-sized piece, give me three wine regions today that are offering extraordinary value and extraordinary wines that next time I go in and get handed the encyclopedia of wine from my favorite, say, Fleming's or Morton's, this is a place I should look to maximize my budget.
That's great, and that's a very easy question to answer. I'm going to give you Spain, I'm going to give you Argentina, and I'm going to give you Australia. And, of course, those aren't the exclusive great values, but those are consistently good values, offering wines that are in a sort of a competitive, crowded space, so they have to be extremely good, even at under $20 a bottle retail with, you know, ratings of 90 points or greater. As we both know, the prices are going to be elevated 300 to 600% on a restaurant list. And, you know, for the person that knows how valuable entertaining is and if they want to use the private rooms at restaurants, they just need to have that conversation with the restaurant, particularly if they're going to be there five or six times a year, to see if if the restaurant will work with them on the wines. Most will. The other option, of course, is if you have some comfort in the wines that you want to use, just ask, do you accept corkage? And as long as it's $20 or less per bottle, you'll come out ahead by bringing in your own wines. But again, that's not for everyone. Some people aren't comfortable in selecting their own wines. They have to rely on someone at the restaurant to help them.
You just said something, and I learned something as a part of this call because I was not aware. No, I didn't even think about the possibility that if I'm going to go in and host an event at my favorite restaurant that has a lovely wine list, I have the opportunity to go in ahead of time and actually see if there's some wiggle room on the prices based upon my allegiance to the restaurant, based upon the number of bottles that I think I'm going to be able to consume, et cetera. That alone is a good takeaway from this call.
Well, that alone is going to save your listeners hundreds of dollars because, as you know, wine is an obsessive fetish that is not inexpensive. And when you start looking at 300 to 600% markups, it's a lot of money. And as someone who buys wine on a license, I spend almost $100,000 a year buying wine for our organization, and that's at a wholesale price. You know, I'm very, very particular about what I drink, what I use for our events. I only use wines that I'm connected to the producer personally. I've been in their home. I've had dinner with them. I know their wife. I know their kids. You know, wherever it is in the world, that's the stuff I use. So when I go into a restaurant and I don't see wines that I care to use, or wines that really don't have a sexy, intriguing story, and they're still marked up like that, I'm not bashful about saying, hey, we want to be here, we want your food, we want your service, but we need to talk about the wines, and I need some help here, including the ability to bring them in. And they will do that for a lot of people.
Michael, this has been such an informative conversation, and I'd love to be able to do it again. Sadly, the time that we have for this particular show is up. Wholesalers, managers, I hope we gave you some education. I hope we pointed out one idea, if not a couple, to actually save you some money. Take the money we saved you. Go over to I Carry the Bag and subscribe, will you? Michael will be there in the fall issue, perhaps after that. I don't know. I got to see if I can coerce him into more. But in the meantime, we're deeply appreciative of his time today. Michael, thank you for being on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you, Rob.